If your engine was breaking down, would you take it to a mechanic 15 years later? So if your knee is hurting, why wait years to fix it? Because the earlier you seek out help, the more options you have. At the Cedars-Sinai Orthopedic Center, our minimally invasive techniques allow many of our patients to be back up on their feet and go home within 24 hours. So trust the number one hospital in LA for joint replacements. Call 1-800-CEDARS-1 or visit our website.
Welcome to the Tell Janice Radio Show, where you will hear inspiring stories about life, love, and labor from amazing women to help lift you up. Now, here's your host, Janice.
Thanks very much, and welcome to the show. I'm so happy that you're listening, and I'm sure you're going to learn a lot from our guest today. But before we get started, I wanted to remind you that if you know of a fabulous female that you would like me to give a shout-out to with a few words of encouragement, acknowledgement, or congratulations, please let me know their names by clicking on the link at telljanice.com. My guest today is Kim Boudreaux-Smith. She is a multi-talented CEO and business leader with a legacy of empowering thousands of women through her varied business endeavors. She's a best-selling author and a business coach, and she's the CEO of Kim Boudreaux-Smith and KBS Publishing. She's out of Birmingham, Alabama. I'm so excited to have you on the show, Kim. Welcome.
Hi, Janice. How are you? Thank you for having me. And I wish I was in Birmingham, Alabama. I'm in Birmingham, Michigan, where we're in the midst of a snowstorm right now.
Oh, no. I apologize.
No, that's fine.
So you're actually in Michigan, and we're in beautiful California here. So, well, I want to get started. There's so much to go over. I've been reading all about you.
Thank you.
A lot going on. Can you tell our guests a little bit about yourself to get started?
Yes, thank you so much. Well, I'm the CEO of KimBSmith.com. That's where I do business consulting for women. I teach them how to sell and have them high leverage their businesses to gain more success if they so desire. That's also where you can find out about the KBS Publishing that I just launched on January 1st of this year. I'm also the CEO of Bold Radio Station, which we are in our third year. Yay, at Bold Radio Station. Yeah. Boy, I cannot believe that. We just completed our 2 years. So, and I'm also number one international best-selling published author, too. So, yeah, I've been around for a while.
Now, I don't even know where to start. So why don't you tell me? I know I was really interested in, well, first of all, I wanted to go back to how you started in the corporate structure because that interests our listeners and myself personally. Can you start with that?
Yes, I would be more than happy to start with that. I started in the corporate sector. Boy, Janice, it feels like it's my before life. It feels like a whole other life. I was always the type of person that I felt like I was a wild animal put in a cage. If I was to work 8 to 5, sit behind a desk, it's, oh, my gosh, it's so not me. I have to be out. And I stumbled upon a part-time position many, many, many years ago and went in and applied, and they hired me. And 2 weeks into it, I was the assistant marketing manager for this company. The marketing manager quit. And didn't give anybody a notice. So they said, the job is now yours. And I mean, Janice, I had no idea what I was doing. I'm really good at learning as I go along and on my feet. And that began a beautiful corporate career. I had such great success. I learned real fast that I'm zero good, no good, unless I have an awesome team. So I had to build the team. So when I took that position, we were doing marketing and sales, and I learned a lot, you know, via street, you know, outside of a book, and turned a market around and expanded it over 300%.
Wow.
And that was the beginning of my major corporate career. When I was doing that, though, Janice, I always did I always taught aerobics. That was back in the heyday, high-impact aerobics. I always taught high-impact aerobics part-time on the side. And when my corporate career started unraveling, because at one point it did unravel, is when I really grasped the fitness and launched a fitness business.
I read that too. Kim Boudreaux's aerobic fitness. That's a great background right there in keeping healthy. I also read
that your childhood dream was to have a huge salary and a title in the corporate world. So you just told us a little bit about that. Did that come to, I mean, it probably came to fruition, but was it all it was kind of made up to be?
It came to fruition, and it was all made up to what it was made out to be, because when I experienced having that beautiful title and that money taken away from me, because in that one position that I was just telling you about, I mean, I literally was climbing ladders quite rapidly. I also made enemies and unveiled a lot of things that were not right, a lot of stealing and things like that. And so people didn't like me when I was stepping into that and unraveling all of that. So they pretty much teamed up, and I was terminated within 10 minutes. I wasn't even in Michigan at the time. In fact, I was in Birmingham, Alabama. I was in that area when I got terminated because I took on a regional position. You know, when you have a title and you have money and it's taken away from you that quickly, what do you have? I lost sight of who I was because I placed everything on all that money and that title. But I also have a bad attitude, a really bad attitude on, screw this, I can pick myself up. I've got a phenomenal resume. I'll go back to Florida because I was living in Florida. They transferred me down there. I'll start sending resumes out, and I'll reach out to people and start networking and things like that. Ended up back up here and landed another career corporate position. But I was feeling empty. I was just feeling so empty because I put my life on titles and money, which I could achieve quickly. But there's more to life than that. And when you have it taken away that quickly, boy, there's a lot of empty feelings going on in there.
Right. And I like that you, like, when did you kind of turn the corner? Because what interests me in reading about you is that you're most passionate about supporting other women, and this is what you're doing now. Like, what turned the corner for you?
Well, and this is part of my story in some of the books that I've participated in and led, and it's part of my story. About a mile and a half here from my house is a major 8-lane road. 4 lanes south takes you all the way downtown Detroit. 4 lanes north goes pretty far. And we have mile streets that run east and west. And several years ago, on a beautiful August sunny afternoon, I pulled up to the intersection. I was on my way back home. I fell asleep at the intersection. And what woke me up is because my head fell forward. I picked it up, and I fell asleep. Again, it was such a huge pivotal turning point for me. I was first in line at the red light. Thank God my foot didn't slide off the brake because I would have been in the intersection. I came home and I stood. I looked at my cute little red car and I'm like, ooh, you know, you're poison. Okay, like it's my red car, you know. And I came in the house and I looked around and went, oh my God, if I don't get it together, I'm not going to. At that point, I was a year and a half away from turning 50, and I was looking forward to turning 50. I said to myself, I'm never going to make it to 50. I'm not going to make it to 50. And I knew I had to call and start bringing in my troops to really turn my life around. And it was a mindset, Janice. A lot of that was a mindset because I would wake up in the morning and go, what's my day like? And when do I get to come back to bed? I mean, I literally talked myself into that sleep.
Wow.
So that was a pivotal, that was about 8 years ago. That was a pivotal turning point for me.
And then once you realized that you needed to make a change, then what?
Well, I pulled in people. I pulled in people here locally. I pulled in my troops. I reached out for help. I went on a stunning 9-month journey that is here in the Detroit area for women. And I turned into me. For 9 months, I put everything on hold, and I went on a journey to rediscover me, who I am, who I'm about, what's my passion, what makes me jump out of bed in the morning. And that's where, and by the way, I'm still on that journey because that journey doesn't end for me personally, this is my opinion, until we leave this physical human suit. So that was the first step. And while I was doing that, I decided to take a coaching certification and completed that, and I've totally changed. Even when I'm talking to you right now, Janice, I've totally changed from back when I was doing the coaching certification to what it is now. The reason why I work with women is there are so many women out there that just are miserable and dreading the corporate life. And if that's the case, please don't quit today, but let's put a plan of action, you know, together. So I don't work with a lot of women stepping from corporate into entrepreneurship. I work with women that are already in entrepreneurship and wanting to go to multiple levels. There are a lot of women out there that work in the corporate world. We need people in the corporate world, but they have their dream businesses part-time on the side. And there's a lot of coaches out there that I know that work with women with that. My big thing is it's the self-esteem and the self-confidence. It is a muscle, like a workout. It is, you have to work the bicep. You have to work the core. You have to work the posture. You also have to work the confidence and the self-esteem every single day. Some days those muscles are weaker than others. Some days they're stronger than others. It has to be worked. And that's where... excuse me, Janice, for this old cliche, is that's where we have to put that oxygen mask on first and foremost, and that is not being selfish.
Right. Well, I think we forget ourselves as women, you know, taking care of ourselves and other people, and we kind of lose our presence and probably not taking care of ourselves, too. And I like the self-esteem and the confidence and using the analogy as, you know, as a muscle, because you're in the fitness world too. That's a that's a great analogy.
Thank you. Yes, and they are muscles. They are muscles. Our mindset is a muscle. I mean, I literally would talk myself back into going to bed. I'm a morning person. Now, to have that conversation at 9, 10 o'clock at night, I'm game. It's time to shut down. But you know, at 4, 5, 6 o'clock in the morning, when I'm trying to think about what's my day like so I can crawl back into bed, I was in trouble. I knew I was in trouble. I was talking myself down into a sleep where I didn't want to do anything. I'd lost passion. I lost sight of my passion. I lost me. And that's my biggest thing with women when they come to me with their amazing businesses, is we really have to be so clear on that J-O-B, jump out of bed. What makes us jump out of bed in the morning? What gives us goosebumps? What is it that our passion is so crystal clear that we'll talk about it forever and ever and ever, to the point where people are going, okay, already, be quiet, you know, that we don't get off track because we have so much coming at us. We may have a significant other who does roll our eyes at us. We may have best friends that do roll our eyes at us. We've got social media. We've got so much coming at us that can really throw us off track. You've got to be so crystal clear of what that vision is and that passion.
That's right, and keep that muscle going. I read also about your book, Healing the Child Within. When did you write that? When did that come in your journey?
That was not my book. That is a very dear friend of mine's book that we showcase. Nancy Mueller, that's a very good book. That is a woman that shares a story that is, boy, has been through a lot. That I feel a lot of people need to grab and read. It's a very simple read, so to speak. It's a very intense story, but the printing is a very simple read. The books that I've written is Bold is Beautiful, Beauty, Kindness, and Strength, and then Bold is Beautiful, Business Strategies. And I'm in the process of another book right now as well.
Can you tell us about Bold is Beautiful?
Yes. Bold is Beautiful, the first book, Kindness, Beauty, and Strength, I brought together 27 women from around the world. I asked them to write their story on their, so to speak, fall asleep at an intersection moment. What was their pivotal life-changing moment that made them step into their businesses? And they all share that. It was absolutely beautiful. And then the second Bold is Beautiful book, Breakthrough to Business Strategies, those are 30 women from around the world that are sharing their expertise as business owners and giving tips and tools. They share a little bit about their story, how they arrived to where they're at, but maybe it's tips and tools about selling. It's tips and tools about marketing. It's tips and tools. So that book was meant for the business owner to be able to read that and maybe take some golden nuggets away to help them in their business.
Right. I love that. And what was your experience? And did you personally interview all those women?
I interview all the women before they step into my book to make sure that their vision and mission is aligned mm-hmm. with the vision and mission of the book. And a lot of those women came to me because I'm connected with them on social media. A lot of them came to me because I was connected with someone and they referred people. But yes, I do interview, and they all write their own chapter. They all have room for 1,500 word chapters. So it's part of an anthology that we all collaborate and come together.
Well, that sounds wonderful. I love that. I love that. Now let's move on to your radio show. I'm interested in that. I read that you have like 13 hosts now, and some topics from career cravings to finding your groove. You want to tell our listeners a little bit more about the radio show?
Yeah, thank you. I launched Bold Radio Station about two and not quite 2.5 years ago. I had a radio show on this same platform that you and I are on right now, and I found that managing a radio show is like managing a whole other leg of life. There's a lot to it. On top of running our business and being, you know, mothers, wives, partners, you know, whatever. I mean, it's a lot. It really truly is a lot. So I was getting frustrated because I love radio. And so I decided to go launch what it is that I was craving. So we provide a nice turnkey experience for our hosts at Bold Radio. And we have shows from everything from parenting to inspiration and empowering to just some raw, real chat talks about life to we're bringing on some new hosts. We're looking at bringing on somebody that talks about green alternative living. So mm-hmm. we try to get the whole mind, body, and spirit at Bold Radio Station. So there's a little something for all over there.
I love that. I'll have a listen, too. You know, you're giving us some really inspiring stories about your life. And who inspired you growing up?
Oh, my gosh. There were so many people. I can remember back in elementary school, one of my favorite teachers, my second grade teacher. And then when I was in sixth grade, that's when the elementary school brought in first and second grade classes of special education children that were a little bit more mm-hmm. complex in their learning. So I saw that, and I went to my teacher and said, I want to go meet those teachers. I want to see when I'm done with my work, because I'm bored, I want to go into the classroom and help. So that second grade teacher and all those kids were my inspiration. They were great kids. I just, what a joy to be around them. Then as
wow.
I became older, I have a lot of local women that have inspired me to stay focused, keep going, keep going, keep going.
Oh, I love that story, especially going back to the second grade. That's
yeah,
amazing. Teachers can make such an impact on our lives. Bad ones can as well in a negative way. But most of all, I mean, they shouldn't be in the position if they're not going to inspire us, correct?
I so agree. I had one of those teachers in high school that did that. You know, she just said something to me, and I looked at her and went, yep, right, sure, mm-hmm, and just kept on walking and turned away. But, you know, but you're right. I mean, teachers, leaders, I think – you know, the power of our word, it's the power of the sound, because we come through the birth canal, and what's the first thing a baby does? You know, that vibrational sound is so powerful, and how that eventually is formed into words. We need to be, as a society, more careful how we're choosing to use our words.
I agree. 100%, because there's always going to be, like you had that one in sixth grade, some those words that you'll never forget, good and bad. And
yep.
I personally don't want to have something I've said to other people remembered in a negative way for the rest of their life. So that's what I try to do. But there, yeah, you remember the good and the bad.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. We all have to be, like I said, we all, especially being radio show hosts, Janice, like you and I are, you know, I think it's important that we get our message out there and our and to be, you know, as straightforward and direct and authentic as we are and possibly can be. But we do have to be very careful not to be so poignant and direct at maybe specific groups of people and, you know, negatively,
mm-hmm.
you know, because you just never know who's listening, and they take that to heart. You know, it's like,
that's right.
You know, don't, you know, we have to be very careful as a society.
That's right. Another question for you. You know, a lot of women, and I have a daughter, and we're raising, you know, our daughters as best we can, but a lot of women choose a safe career path, and when they get a little older, like personally speaking, I have done the same thing, and wiser, and adopting a path of living out their passion. Would you advise young women to pursue their passions first or to take the safe route first?
Oh, pursue the – I think our world – I used to just speak our country, United States. I think our world needs to really – people like my age, we really need to be able to turn and teach leadership skills to these girls and to support them to go after their passion, because I feel when we – see, I climbed corporate ladders because that's what I thought I was supposed to do. That's why I thought I'd get the approval of my parents, approval of society. You know, you get in the car, you drive to brick and mortar, you get all these benefits and this and that. When I was very, very unhappy, and it's interesting that I own a fitness business, and no mistake at that, but I never had an eating disorder. I had an exercising disorder because I wasn't living truly to myself. So I feel as, you know, women like you and I, we need to turn to your, you know, your daughters and the ones, you know, that are younger than your daughters and teach leadership skills and teach that they have a choice. They're at choice to go work for corporate or go launch a business. It just, I want it to be these women's, these young girls' choices. And you need to know skills. I mean, we just had this, I was just having this conversation just the other day. You know, I wasn't born to be a CEO of a company. I've learned this. It's skills. It's skills.
It's what is it? Fake it until you make it?
Yeah.
What somebody once told me when I was trying to climb the corporate ladder, and they told me, don't ever tell somebody that you don't know the answer. Do you think that that's true and of value?
No, because I'm just, I don't like to say to my, you know, I don't like to be in a situation, I will point blank say to somebody, you know what, I don't have the answer right now in this moment, but if you give me 24 hours, I will get back with you.
No, I agree with you. That lasted about 6 months, and then I you don't have the answers, because just like what you just said, you're learning. We're still learning, you know, into their 50s. It's a never-ending journey.
It is. So, it's nonstop. And I think it's okay, Janice, for all of us to give us our own permission to not always – to be able in a position to not always have the answers. I mean, I can get an instant answer with Google. Woohoo! But, you know, give me, you know, a day and I'll get back with you if I don't have the answer.
I know. Not one person. I think it's building the team. And you've talked a lot about that in our interview here, and putting people – you know, with you that have strengths that you don't have, because we all, you know, share different strengths and weaknesses. So what are you most passionate about right now in this journey of your life?
Oh, gosh, I've got a couple passions going on right now. I don't promote a lot of my business consulting with women, so I keep that part of my business small. So I don't take on a lot of clients at once. I'm passionate about watching these women. They're so thirsty, growing, launching, pulling their brand together, marketing, learning, you know, stepping into their own and literally getting that first sale. I'm passionate about that, to see the just that light come on and the excitement come on with these women. I'm passionate about the radio station. I get so excited to watch our hosts, their numbers grow. It changes their lives. It helps their business, because it is a marketing tool for all of us business owners, our radio shows. And I'm just very passionate about assisting some women this year are going to become international best-selling authors. And I remember my first time getting that. So it takes me back to my first time, and it's so exciting. It's just exciting.
So you get to be their mentors, and I'm very interested in your opinion on whether you think mentors just fall into your world, or can you seek a mentor out?
I don't believe in seek speaking, I believe, mm-hmm. and speaking to the universe and saying, okay, this is what I'm needing. This is mm-hmm. what I'm looking to attract. This is my wonderful desire that I'd like. And I believe in putting that out to the universe, so to speak. I don't think we're allowed to sit back on the couch and put our feet up and eat bonbons and watch TV after that. I believe we also have to be preparing for that universal delivery and
right.
To be ready for when the people, because the right people just show up at the right time.
Right. I agree. They're put in your path for a reason. And, you know, I'm looking at some of the notes here, and I love the back to the JOB, the jump out of bed. So do you feel like this portion of your life that you can, you know, you have that drive, you're jumping out of bed because you're passionate? Sounds to me like you do.
Yeah, I do. But, you know, let's be real honest here. Right now, being up in Michigan, the month of February is one of my least favorite months. Thank goodness it's a short month. We lack a lot of sunlight. By about this time of the year, I do jump up out of bed. I'm a little bit more sluggish right now. I'm aware of that. So I support myself in other ways as we're inching into March here. I make sure I get out of my home. My office is in my home. And I'm a type of person, ooh, it's icky and cold out. I don't want to go out. No, I make sure I go out. I make sure I schedule extra walks in with my dog, Grace, or I make sure I schedule an extra lunch and meeting. I make sure I schedule a lot of those to keep me moving. And I also allow myself to sit down at this time of the year during the day and close my eyes for 10 minutes, and I feel that prevents me from getting sick, from catching a cold.
Mm-hmm. So you're aware of your own body and taking care of it. And I think you do need to be proactive in scheduling things so you're up and out and, you know, with the world, because you can get kind of in a cave working from home.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And it's a matter of scheduling. I mean, we schedule our doctor's appointments. Why are we not scheduling our errands? Or it was 62 degrees here on Saturday in Michigan, which was unheard of. I made sure I came home from an event that I attended, put on my walking clothes, grabbed Grace, and we went for a short walk, and I came back, and we were out in the yard. It's scheduling that. I made sure before I left the house that morning, I scheduled that.
Yeah. You were being proactive there. Well, this has been a terrific interview. I'm really inspired, and I know our listeners will be too. How can they get in touch with you?
Well, they can reach out to me at www.kimbsmithsmith.com. There's a contact page there. Feel free to send me an email, or you can grab me out on Facebook. Kim Boudreau Smith is Facebook, my personal page, and reach out there. In fact, I would love for the listeners to reach out there if they'd like. That's Boudreau, Kim Boudreau Smith. And I'm on LinkedIn, Twitter. Stop on by Bold Radio Station and say hello. I'm out there, and I just would appreciate I love when people stop by and say hi.
Well, I love that, and I've been on all your social media, and you're on top of all that you do. You're gorgeous, which doesn't hurt either.
Thank you.
It's been very inspiring. Thank you so much for being on the show, Kim.
Thank you for having me.
Well, you have a great day, and stay warm there in Michigan.
I'm going to. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Ladies, I am so happy that you tuned in today and learned from our amazing, fantastic female guests. And I hope you recognize this as an opportunity to pass their knowledge on to your daughters and friends and share the wisdom of the ages. I'll talk to you again soon. And in the meantime, let's lift each other up, spread the love, and share an attitude of gratitude.
Every 3 minutes, another woman gets the news that she has breast cancer. And here are some of the first words she hears. Hertenew oncogene, aromatase inhibitor, ductocarcinoma in situ. What do these words mean? How are you going to decide what to do if you can't even say what you have? Listen to me, Shirley Jones. As soon as you get your diagnosis, go to breastcancer.org. It's a special place on the internet where you can learn how to say all those breast cancer words and find out what they mean. At breastcancer.org, You can learn more about your particular kind of cancer and your treatment options. Prepare a list of questions for your next doctor's visit and get all kinds of other useful information to guide you and your family through this. Breastcancer.org, the first place to go the minute you find out you have breast cancer.
You've been listening to the Tell Janice Radio Show. If you'd like to be a guest or suggest a guest for the show, or if you would like to nominate a fabulous female for a shout-out by Janice on the live show, please visit www.telljanice.com. Please share this episode with your social network and help us lift women up. Join us next week for another episode of Tell Janice.